Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Thomas Webb, and there was a charge made on my credit card from Best Garden, and I've never purchased anything from you.
Okay, sir,
The
if
one
you
time there was a thing came on my phone from Verizon saying I want a new laptop or something that I had to pay $7.95 shipping and handling. So I did do that, and I guess that was stupid. That's how you got my credit card numbers. But I never did get nothing in the mail, and now there's another charge for $56.95 for nothing.
Okay, sir, if you will please provide me with your zip code and I'll be able to pull up that account.
15530.
Okay, sir, so I was able to locate an account for you. Could you verify the P.O. box that's on this account for security purposes?
P.O. Box 271.
Okay, sir, and it looks like here. I do see here a tablet was ordered on February 21st.
Which I never got.
Yes, sir. And I'm not seeing any tracking information on that product as well. But, okay. So before placing that order, sir, did you read the terms and conditions first, sir?
It was on my phone. I didn't couldn't see a little number. Little, I didn't see anything though.
Okay, sir. So at the very beginning of those terms and conditions, it states that the buyer and the seller are legally bound upon completion of that order. And with that being said, since you ordered the tablet for $7.95,
Which
they
I never
said,
got.
yes, sir. And it says here that was a welcoming gift to an online gadget store. You had 7 days to cancel. And since it wasn't canceled, you got enrolled into that. And with that membership enrollment, it says here you get a $125 gift card and that the customer also receives an email regarding that account.
I've never gotten anything. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir. And again, I do see that.
And what are
So
they? What's the $56.95 for? What are they sending me for that?
again, with that membership purchase, you get a $125 gift card to their online gadget store.
But I've never gotten. I even got the iPad. It
Yes,
wasn't.
sir.
You said yourself it wasn't even shipped.
Yes, sir. And again, what I can do for you is I can get this account canceled for you. And
Yes,
what
do
I'll
that.
yes, sir, and what I'll do is I'll just what I can
Yeah,
do is see if I can get those charges refunded back to you.
I
So
mean,
once I
can you email me something showing me that this is going to be stopped?
well at the end I give you a cancellation number, and if
Yes.
I am able to process that refund, you get an email regarding that as well. But because it
Yes.
looks like it was done today, those charges may be pending, and so I
Yes,
probably
they're just
won't be
pending right now.
okay. Yes, sir. So since I canceled the account, they should just fall off, and if they don't, then you can just give us a call back and we'll be able to work on that refund for you.
So you gonna try and do that now?
Try to do what now, sir?
Cancel that account.
Yes, sir. So I can cancel the account. It's just I can't refund because the charges are still pending.
Yes, do that, please.
Yes, sir. And let me place you on a brief hold, get this account documented and canceled for you, and I'll be right back with that cancellation number.
Yes, I'll be here.
Okay, sir, I got this account canceled for you, and I have that cancellation number if you're ready for it.
Yes.
Okay, sir, that number is C as in cat 2591016 04, and that number is confirming that this account has been canceled and that is effective immediately.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling
I should
customer
have.
service, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.